Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is His fadl, it is His karam, it is blessings and His mercy. The blessings of Allah, the karam of Allah, and the rahmah of Allah, the mercy of Allah. The insan to save us from hellfire and to allow us to enter into paradise, Allah ta'ala seeks excuses. His rahmah, His fadl, His karam seek excuses for us to be saved from Jahannam and to reach paradise. All of the things that Allah Ta'ala has given to us are revolving around this hikmah, this wisdom, that somehow my servant is saved from the fire of Jahannam so that his akhirah, his hereafter is good, and so that paradise becomes his destination. So all of the waqi'at, all of the instances in our life, all of the examples, all of the experiences, all of the things we have to do and not do are based and revolve around this hikmah wisdom. Be it illness, tragedies, difficulties, problems, worries, all of these factors of life, experiences of life, take us towards one point. These are all based on Allah's hikmah, Allah's wisdom. We start to get afraid, scared, and we should, according to the difficulties and the ups and downs, we should. We have different types of illnesses or tragedies or situations that come upon us. So behind all of these, is a hikmah. And whose hikmah is it? Allah Ta'ala's hikmah. And Allah Ta'ala's hikmah is such that all of the reasons due to which we get distressed or ill or have problems or difficulties, calamities, now all of these start to break us down. They start to break us down. Whatever I could have done, I've done. And then the end point comes about that forcefully or somehow or other he has to bow in front of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And this is all of our lives are like this. 99.9% of the people who come for salah or come towards the deen, there's a history, a background, a reason behind this, that they have reached somewhere, they weren't doing something, but such a situation arises in their life, they don't see any other path or door to take them to a hassle-free life, so they come broken-hearted or somehow to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say, okay, let's try this, let's try following the deen or praying salah. And then their focus and attention turns towards Allah. And this is Allah's hikmah behind this. That somehow Allah Ta'ala says, I want to drive this individual to my nearness. The more I pester him, the more I run after him, where will he go? All of the means they end, and then he comes back to Allah. He starts du'as, Allah save me, Allah I'm worried, Allah I've got problems, Allah save me from this, how do I get out of this problem? And he reaches to Allah. So Allah Ta'ala in the Quran tells us these events and explanations. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, Allah Ta'ala says that these are those people in whose hearts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates khawf, fear. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, Allah Ta'ala creates a longing, a yearning, that okay, if you're ill, what can we do? I've eaten a lot. Okay, let's go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe Allah Ta'ala will assist us. So Allah Ta'ala says, I put such khawf in their hearts. They're good people. They understand my message quite quickly. They haven't deviated totally. They have come ultimately towards my message, that what I wanted them to do, they've come to that understanding. They've started to come to my home, the masjid, to pray. And they don't like practicing sins now. What do they like? What do they know? That tomorrow there's going to be a case, there's going to be a decision, and he needs Allah's help. So will he feel like sinning today? The question doesn't rise. He will forget the whole of the dunya. A person who gets a jolt, a shake in life, a sudden shock of something, or he is severely ill, will he remember sins? Will he go towards kharafat? Even his people around him, his relatives and friends who are doing bad, he won't look of it. And people who say bad things around him, if a friend comes, come on, yeah, let's go out, let's go for enjoyment, you say, no, leave me. Oh, I've got issues, man, and you're talking about messing about? No, I ain't got time for that. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, these are good people, that in their hearts, that my words have come, they're coming to me, I wanted to save them. Allahu Akbar, this illness and tragedies and problems I've given to them, these are very small compared to the problems that were to come for this person. But they've understood, and they've started to save themselves. Subhanallah. But brothers, We are all in this journey, we're all in the same boat. Quran explains to us nicely that when insan, he corrects himself, comes towards the right path, Allah Ta'ala takes the difficulties away, problems away, gives that person satisfaction and peace, and he starts to understand what to do in life, and his life comes on the right track, then what happens? Allahu Akbar. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مَّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ Allah Ta'ala says, how will shaytan accept this, that this is my old customer, I was a good friend of his, he was a good friend of mine, and he was sinning, and I was telling what to do? Allah Ta'ala says, be careful. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ If you start to pray salah, you understand the deen, you're going on jamaat, on tabligh, you're sitting in bayans, in lectures, and you understand the deen of Allah, and Allah Ta'ala's message has come into your heart, then what will happen? You are getting cured and better, but remember of one thing, be cautious and careful of everything. You are not solid, you're not saved yet. You're not saved there. Think this carefully. Remember what I'm saying. Don't just think that I'm praying salah now and I'm a good individual and I'm pious now. Allah says, beware. Beware. That إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ What will happen? That one thing will make you have to be very careful and very rigid and careful is shaytan. Because shaytan, who is your genuine and real enemy, and they will never leave you. The shayateen are the plural. There are many of them. They will not let you go. Allah Ta'ala says, إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ That what will happen then? Shaytan will say, oh, let's get this person away from the deen. Let's deviate him. And he's gone towards salah. He's doing dhikr. He's remembering Allah. He's reciting Quran. This sinner of yesterday, oh, what's he doing now? So shaytan will come double attack. Double attack he will come with. Every method, every excuse under the sun will come upon you. Thoughts will come, whispering of shaitan, friends will come, people of the world will come, dramas will be played out by shaitan, and he will try to deceive and take the person astray from many angles. As you're walking, talking, he'll put obstacles in your way, barriers. I'll give you an example. If you're starting to practice deen, you've got a good friend who's deendar, who are practicing deen, or you've got a sheikh who's guiding you, then shaitan will attack that line. He'll attack that link, connection. Oh, no, let's not go there. Let's go to another place tonight. I'm not going to go and see him today. So he'll divert your attention, physical efforts, away from the deen. This is what Allah Ta'ala means. إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ Don't trust yourself, Allah Ta'ala says. Shaytan is very witty, very, very cunning, very clever, and he will create circumstances to entrap you. Allah Ta'ala is telling us in the Qur'an what will happen. He is the supreme strategist. Shaitan. When you come to the deen, or you're already in the deen, don't be 100% confident that you are saved, and that's it, because shaitan is behind you, next to your shadow. He's with you all the way in parallel. So Allah Ta'ala says, I'll give you the cure now for this. Subhanallah. So clear is Allah Ta'ala explaining to us the reality of life. Allah says, come to the deen, but shaitan will come. And when shaitan comes, what will be the solution? What should you do? Allahu Akbar. تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبَصِرُونَ Allah says, one thing will save you at that time. If you want to be cured, if you've come on the deen, you're practicing the deen, shaitan attacks you, تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَاهُمْ Allah says, take dhikr. I'm telling you the meaning of the verse of the Quran. I'm not giving tafsir, commentary. This is the extraction of the meaning of this verse of the Quran as explained to us by pious predecessors. I'm not giving translation or tafsir. This is the meaning that our pious predecessors and elders have given to us from this verse of the Quran. Quran is vast. It's such an ocean. The more you dive into the ocean, different pearls will come out of it every day. You know the diver who dives for the pearls, every day comes a different pearl. So when you go into the depth of the ocean, it will come. So Allah says, تَذَكَّرُوا When shaitan deviates you, whispers to you, you go into a majlis, gathering, and the fear comes in your heart, khawf, no, I should be good, I should pray salah, I should do good deeds. Allah Ta'ala has prepared you, Allah Ta'ala has bring you to the deen, Allah Ta'ala has surrounded you, immersed you, rained down upon you His mercies. But Allah Ta'ala has also given shaitan free will, open land to work upon. So he will come to you, he will entrap you, pull you, tie you up. Allah says when he does that, then take hold of the assistance of mine that I give to you to save you. That when you start to go astray, when you start to get weak, and shaitan makes you feel weak, and your deen becomes weak, and such bad situation comes upon you, then take hold of one assistance. Nothing will save you at that time. تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبَسِرُونَ Start my dhikr. Remember me, your eyes will open clearly. Subhanallah. Straight away, Allah Ta'ala says, start to do the dhikr of Allah. Allah says, then your eyes will open. Which eyes? Not the physical eyes, the eyes of the heart will open. Beware, don't do this, Allah says. Allahu Akbar. So this is how Allah Ta'ala saves those people. Allahu Akbar. Verily Allah says, those who are conscious of me, who remember me, and whenever any dark suggestion from shaitan touches them, then Allah Ta'ala says they will see things clearly. Allahu Akbar. That if those people who don't understand these words, they don't say, no, we're fine, what's going to happen to us? Allah Ta'ala says that if you don't take the solution of mine that I've given to you, what happens then? Allah Ta'ala says, then there will be a worse situation. Then shaitan, he grabs those people. Shaitan grabs those people. Allah Ta'ala says shaitan drags them, and he drags them and he makes them his friend, and then he takes them into the darkness. Astaghfirullah. So now we need to see that the dhikr of Allah is a great, great thing. Great, great thing. Allah Ta'ala says, for those people who totally have come away from the path, they've become muttaqi, they've got taqwa. Inna ladina taqaw. Allah Ta'ala is speaking to those people that you have reached to that destination. You're doing good deeds. You've become pious. And you have become well known in the area or in the locality in society. But you cannot be saved until you follow the guidance of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, so this is the way to reach to me. And hisab is a very severe thing indeed. Until the grave, we need to protect ourselves. As long as we are not in the qabr, Allah Ta'ala says, don't trust yourself. For this Allah Ta'ala has given us Wahid, the assistance. What is the assistance? The dhikr of Allah. Aha. So in Bayhaqi, in Tirmidhi, there's hadith, a very famous hadith that you have heard. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala, Sahaba, Rasulullah addressed them, O my companions, shall I not tell you a thing that is the best from all of your deeds? Close to Allah, it is the purest of deeds. And this deed will elevate you the most. Bala ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please tell us, what can there be? What can there be that is better than all of this? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, dhikr Allah. Dhikr Allah, the remembrance of Allah. And this is true. Verily, the Quran is explaining this to us, prescribing this to us, that the best of deeds, the best from all the deeds. Why? Because it will protect your deeds. Shaitan will not attack then the rest of your deeds. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's the purest of deeds. Why? Because your other amal, it will keep the sins away from your deeds, because it will keep you pure and pure. It will purify you. So the best of deeds, the purest of deeds, because it will take the sins away from you, and the highest in elevation rank. Because when you do deeds with dhikr in parallel, then Allah Ta'ala says their deeds will be kept clean and safe, and they will elevate you every time. Subhanallah. Every moment and second, if you do dhikr in parallel with all the other amal, then your elevation will come quick. So brothers, this is what we call grabbing hold of the dhikr of Allah. If Allah gives tawfiq. But today in this day and age, we don't pay attention to dhikr. We don't give emphasis to dhikr. We think it's a minor. It's not important. Others don't do it. Why should we do it? Or should we do it? This is for our akhirah, for this life. Sustenance, the greatest protection from bad, and which will assist us and secure us and safeguard us until the akhirah, the grave and the hereafter, and will take us and extract us from this world with iman in our hearts. So brothers, dhikr Allah, we need to make effort on it, pay attention to it with the depth of the heart. And we need to bring it to our life and be regular with dhikr. Morning, evening, keep time for dhikr. Understand this verse of the Quran. Allah has clearly told us, doesn't matter how, whatever occurs, what is happening, what doesn't matter what you're doing in life, you're a high level specialist in what you're doing, career or subject, you're a specialist, but you have to assure whatever you're doing, you have to secure what you're doing and ensure what you're doing with what? Dhikr Allah. Dhikr Allah is that deed that has to be done every time to secure our other deeds and our subjects, what we are pursuing. Brothers, we don't know what's going to happen to us in this world. How are we going to pass from here? We've got salah, fasting, nawafil, hajj, zakah, and voluntary acts, and we try to save ourselves from sins. Just today, one brother was saying, and I know him as well. I know this other person as well. He was an aziz, a close relative, you could say, of this brother. He said it's been 15, 20 years he's passed away. 15, 20 years. And he saw him in a dream. This is today. He's coming to my mind. I'm telling you this. He saw him in a dream 15, 20 years after his dear friend or relative passed away. And after seeing him in the dream he saw that he was speaking to me. He said, sit down, let me tell you something. Because some things, some dreams are true reality. He's telling me the dream on the phone today, he told me. He said he came to me in my dream. And at that time, he said, I sat on the sofa. He said, I sat down. He was older than me. I sat down. He said, at that time I was on the sofa. He came in my dream. And he said, let me tell you something. I sat on the floor. He said, it's been 20 years I've departed from this world. And four things are left that I did not fulfill, and my hisab still has to be taken off. 20 years he's given hisab. 20 years, imagine. And that person, I know him as well. He was pious. And mashallah, he had in haqooqul ibad, in the rights of society, he was very good. He did lots of deeds and made effort for the people and society environment. He was a good person, alhamdulillah. And mashallah, he had done good. And he sat with the awliya Allah, with the walis of Allah, and he had love with the walis of Allah, and they used to love him. And great walis of Allah, he had links and connection with them, and he had the love and the du'as of the walis. He had hajj and umrah with the walis of Allah. And this was the type of person he was. He wasn't some small scale person. He had the du'as of the walis. After dying, they passed away, the walis. He got the du'as from the walis of Allah. He was pious, upright, and good death, good passing away from this world. And his death was on Jummah. And his janazah was on Jummah. But his hal was what? He said, until today, my colleague, four questions I still have to answer. It's been 20 years I've passed away. So brothers, what situation are we in? We think we're going to just joke around in life, and we're going to be fine, and we don't know what to do? First thing, listen to me. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا Allah Ta'ala has given us the message that when I, with my hikmah, through my hikmah, I want to put you on the right track and I want to bring you to the deen, don't think it's a little thing. Don't take it as a small message. It's not your achievement, not your feat. Oh, I've done this today, I'm practicing, I'm good, I'm on the deen, and my children are this today, this is what we've done and we're fine. Allah Ta'ala says, totally don't have conviction on your deeds, that they're accepted and that you are the one who's achieved everything, and I'm fine and I'm going to paradise. Allah says, my fadl and karam, my blessings and mercies, that I pushed you onto my path. Otherwise, how would you have come? You would have carried on practicing, but what was in your practice? What do you know what you were doing? What did you know that where you would have reached? Allah says, through a tragedy, an issue, a problem, an obstacle, you came home, something came upon your children, I made you capable, that you started to come towards my home, the masjid. This is the first lesson. And then I taught you the Quran. Allah says, I address you through the Quran. I purified you. I made you pure. I make you good. With this condition, that you should accept this path of mine. But you'll be saved when? When will you be saved? You'll be saved when Allah Ta'ala says that when you protect yourself with what? Tadhakkaru, with the dhikr of Allah. With the dhikr of Allah. Otherwise, wa ikhwanuhum, Allah says, yamuddunahum. Otherwise, the people around you and the attractions around you will plunge you more into the depths of wrong. Allah says, tadhakkaru fa idha hum mubsirun. And inshallah, your eyes will stay open totally and you will not want to go towards the sin. And totally, you will have the power and strength and understanding to save yourself from the sin. So this is the dhikr of Allah. Don't think it's insignificant. Allah Ta'ala has given us the understanding of deen. So straight away go towards dhikr of Allah and go towards the environment, the good environment. Allah Ta'ala ask him for assistance, guidance, the track Allah. Until yesterday we were nothing and we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. How will I account for my deeds? I don't know nothing. What will happen to us? Every salah will be weighed. Every worship will be weighed. Allah Ta'ala will be weighed upon the intentions. And with the way we do the deeds, it will be weighed. What answer can we give for this? What answer can we give this? We have nothing to our name. So the amount we can do, Allah, we are doing. Allah Ta'ala, you have told us to do this. So we do your dhikr. We continue to do your dhikr. And through the assistance of your dhikr, inshallah, we are waiting for your rahmah and your mercy. So let's do dua to Allah, that Allah Ta'ala allows us always to stay on this track and path of dhikr. Practice dhikr. And in no way ever, brothers, leave dhikr. Pray tahajjud, fine. Pray nawafil, fine. Practice on the sunnah deeds and do dhikr of Allah. And do umrah, do hajj. Whatever Allah allows you to do, give sadaqat and charity, the tawfiq Allah gives. But never forget or leave Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. Remember this point. What I'm saying to you, never forget the dhikr of Allah. Do it regularly. Do it in your heart. Regularly, because all of the walis of Allah who have passed, we are broken individuals. And they were great ranked people. High status. And the higher they went, the closer to Allah they went, the more they did dhikr in those situations. The more they did, the higher they were and the closer to Allah, they did more dhikr. They never left it. So just like this, that their tongues were wet with the dhikr of Allah. And sometimes they get dry with the dhikr of Allah. But they never thought that they were saved. Because the Quran has told us this prescription. Allah Ta'ala has given us this prescription. Allah has promised in this ayah that it's not your achievement. It's not your magic. If you can be saved, grab my dhikr remembrance. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala says, I will extract you from this dunya nicely and in a beautiful way. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you all the tawfiq. Ameen. Recite the Durood Sharif.